We start today with a report about attacks in the Canadian capital. Gunfire started yesterday morning, and when we put this show together, police were saying it was possible one or more suspects were still on the loose. Just a few days after Canada raised its national terror alert, there were two shooting incidents in the city of Ottawa. One was at the Canadian War Memorial near the country's Parliament building. Another was inside Parliament. A Canadian soldier at the War Memorial was shot and killed. Inside the Parliament building, several Canadian lawmakers tweeted that a guard killed a gunman there. Police said one male suspect was dead, but they also said there was more than one person involved in the shootings. This all happened 2 days after a man drove his car into two soldiers, killing one of them in Quebec. Police fatally shot that suspect afterward. They called that incident a terrorist attack, saying the suspect had recently converted to radical Islam. The suspect in yesterday's shootings also had reportedly converted, but officials say they don't know if these assaults are related in any way. In the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been under criticism. Lawmakers and caregivers say the CDC didn't sufficiently prepare hospitals or healthcare workers to safely treat Ebola patients. So the CDC has updated its guidelines. Three notable changes. One, caregivers will now receive rigorous training and practice before they treat an Ebola patient. Two, every inch of their skin must now be covered when they treat an Ebola patient. Three, they'll be supervised as they put on and take off their protective equipment, ensuring no exposure occurs during that time. The CDC's director says even one healthcare worker infection is one too many. Also, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says airline passengers arriving from Ebola-stricken countries must now land at one of these five U.S. airports. They have enhanced Ebola screening in place.